This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we kick off another hour of the show. All the conversation about Donald Trump and the wall. The Mexican president said that right off the bat, he told Donald Trump he was not going to pay for the wall. Trump says that they talked about the wall, among other things, but did not talk about who was paying for the wall. And there were all kinds of twisted reports as to what really happened there. It's pretty interesting. I would say thumbs up to Trump, no matter what your politics. You got to give him strong marks, I believe, for a good chess move. And when I say a good chess move, it's good in the sense that, you know, listen, he goes to Mexico, and then he is in Arizona delivering his platform in the evening of what he thinks should happen as far as immigration. Remember, the immigration question. We need to build a wall. How do we make America great again? That's what Trump said when he first appeared on the scene. It was all about making America great again right from the start. This is the payoff. This is the long pitch and the payoff. So Donald Trump, in a hastily arranged visit to Mexico, meets with the country's president, doubles down on Wednesday night on the push to build a wall along the southern border. But he also outlined a more focused mission for the deportation force that he's promising that he would create. He clarified his immigration positions. He didn't definitively call for removing all illegal immigrants in the country, but he vowed to focus first on deporting the criminal aliens and prioritizing like gang members and visa overstays for removal. Move them out. He said that any illegal immigrant could be subjected to deportation under his administration. He said there's not going to be any amnesty. And he also said that no illegal immigrant would be legalized without first leaving and coming in through the front door. He said, America's immigration policies serve no one. He said it does not serve the American people. He also promised to end catch and release, to increase the number of ICE and Border Patrol agents. He promised to cancel Obama's illegal executive actions and enforce current immigration laws and accused Hillary Clinton of not having a plan on immigration. He says the deported criminal element has evaded us for too long. And Trump's speech comes after he met with Mexican president, like I said, Enrique Peña Nieto earlier in the day. And he asserted that it's America's right to build a border wall, period. Oh, it's going to be interesting. We have less than 70 days on this whole election thing. And it looks like the numbers are tightening as far as the polls are concerned for what it's worth. Doesn't mean that it's razor thin close, but it's not the wide gap that it was. Grim, you're kicking us off here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, right at the top.
Dum, 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 dum. Duh. I did something
I've heard
dumb.
That before.
I did something dumb the other night.
What'd you do?
I was sitting here. Well, I was fixing supper and, you know, soup, sandwiches, and a salad. And I went to sit down. You know, I got everything made. Of course, Now, I used a 2-quart soup bowl and had 4 cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches and a 2-quart bowl for salad. But when I sit down to eat, you know, I ate half of the grilled cheese and half the bowl of soup. And then I went to, you know, like most people, saving the salad for last. Well, I started eating the salad in the middle and crunch, 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 and it got real foamy. What I'd done is on the counter, I'd reached over and grabbed the dishwashing soap.
No way. Oh, that's hilarious.
And, of course, by the time I sit down, you know, it done sunk into the salad. You couldn't tell the difference, you know.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. Oh, that is a dumb thing.
So it was like, you know, the Family Guy here, you know, with projectile.
Oh, the worst.
It was clean up time. It's like, you know, having spaghetti before a big drunk when you were a kid, you know.
Oh, that's brutal. Oh, that's crazy.
Man. But, you know, you ladies got to give us guys a break, you know. When we walk up and say, how long you do? I ain't pregnant. Well, there was a woman the other day that realized she was, you know, pregnant 3 hours, you know, right before she gave birth.
Before she gave birth, I heard that story. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Oh, man. Funny. I tell you, you just got to give us a break. Now, I did go to one of them D.C. 5 o'clock cocktail hours, and I walked in there, and I looked across the hall, and over in the corner was Biden and Hillary and Barack near the bar. So I walked over to the bar, and I kind of turned towards them. I had this T-shirt on, and it said, I love Democrats. They made me a Republican. And it kind of just irated the three of them real bad, you know. Oh, Biden come over and he said, I can see what your T-shirt says and I don't like it. And I turned to Biden and I said, well, that's the first thing I like about Democrats. You can't read.
You're so bad.
And then next, you know, he went over there and told them and they got irate. And here comes Hillary coming over there and she got even madder at me, and she said, my friend told me what you said about us, and I don't like that. And I said, well, you know, that's the second thing I like about Democrats. Y'all hang around in bunches.
In bunches.
So she goes back over, and she tells Biden, Barack, and here comes Barack. Hey, he's got steam coming out of his ears, literally just, you know, smoke rings coming over there each step. He gets up to me and says, backyard, 5 minutes. I finish my drink. I go out in the backyard. 10 minutes later, I come back in. The bartender's looking at me. Man, how'd you do that? I said, well, you know, that's the third thing I like about Democrats. They bring letter openers to a gunfight.
Letter openers. Oh, this is funny. You wrote this joke.
Nah, it's an old joke, but it's a real biased prejudice joke, and I don't want to do the original.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That is funny, though. I mean, it is funny. It does come down to Democrats versus Republicans. It does.
It just reconverted.
Doesn't
a little,
it?
That's all.
Yeah. Reconverted. You're so funny. Reconverted. I love it. All right, man. Grim playing the funny stuff right here from the get-go. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-5283. Was this a good day for Donald Trump, do you think? First to go to Mexico, then to speak at a big rally in Arizona about his immigration plan and...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, his rally in Arizona, and of course, a visit across the border to Mexico. I don't think it hurts him, that's for sure. I really don't see how this would be perceived by anyone as a stunt or whatever you want to call it, because the president of Mexico invited both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to come and have a conversation with him, and Hillary Clinton didn't go, but Donald Trump did. So he's advocating a zero tolerance policy for criminal illegals. That makes sense. He said Mexico is going to pay for that wall. And the crowd went wild at the Phoenix Convention Center. This Fox News poll that came out shows that Trump and Clinton are in a statistical tie. And I know we say that polls can slant in any direction, and they certainly can, but in many of the Fox polls, Clinton has been ahead, so now that has switched. 48% of Trump backers favor softer immigration policies or a stance or whatever, and you didn't really necessarily get that from his speech. But I think you definitely got the smooth move. I mean, that was the right thing to do. Trump cut Clinton's lead in Wisconsin down to 5 points. It had been like you could have driven a truck through there. So the the numbers are starting to turn, and part of that, I think, is because of what we've been seeing recently. Pete in Texas, hello. You have a word on this. What's up?
Yeah, that little Mexican president's going to beg to build that thing after Trump decides to cut back on imports from Mexico and start sending people back over there. They can't feed them all. And, you know, he hinted about that NAFTA stuff, that North American Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
And he's going to cut back on that, and no more made in Mexico coming this way. And that's going to cut the dollars. And then we're going to start shipping the people back to them. And they won't have any way to feed them. So, yeah, we're going to get it built. They're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
You know, that's what I understand about it. I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box, but pretty cut and dry.
I think it's pretty cut and dry too. I think it was smart for him to do it, to go down there and then and it wasn't planned, and then have that speech that was planned.
Hey, the guy's stepping up.
He is stepping up. He is. Yeah.
He's not a weak man at all. He's coming around. He's learning the ropes, and he's a quick study.
Yep. I think you're right, Pete. I think you just nailed it right there. He's learning the ropes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for weighing in. He is learning the ropes. If you want to weigh in like Pete did, you can. 855-266-5283. And I'll say it again. If you were just being objective, from a journalist's point of view, if I'm in a newsroom and I'm covering this and I'm looking at it, yeah, I mean, it was smart what he did, because why not? Narrow the gap. He's got to find a way to narrow the gap, and he's got Kellyanne Conway on his team, and I think she's making a difference because this was her baby. Start talking about some of the policies, narrow it, focus, because she wasn't going to come up with any great immigration plan. Because it was more about kind of dancing around it a little bit and not having to make those hard decisions when you're trying to rely on voters that some of them will say, no, we're not going to vote for you. So here we go. You know, again, Trump cutting the lead, and I think part of that is because of the speech, because of some of the changes with the campaign staff with her. Number one, and what the way she's helping to kind of soften some of those edges a little bit. And as Pete said, it is about that. It is about learning the ropes. It's like any job or any position you jump into. If any of us were thrown into the water, we might be good speakers. We might have authenticity on our side, but we don't know the other side of it, that you don't understand why you can't just blurt things out, that you have to put it in a better order. You have to make it make sense. You have to tell the story. You have to tell the people why it's important. And then you have to tell them what your policy is. And he actually, I listened to the whole speech, and he did that very well. He really did. All right, so when we talk about politics and the politics of the day, the buzz, I always say this show's about being buzzworthy, and what's buzzworthy is definitely the Trump saga, no question. The polls changing a little bit. The people who are coming out on the campaign trail to help or to hurt, depending on who it is. So I guess this one poll that I've read, and it's worth mentioning here, says that Trump is bringing out more voters who sat out in 2012. Well, the thing about 2012 is you had an incumbent president who was pretty popular enough that he wasn't going to lose a lot of the votes he initially got. That's what I would say. And that the Republican, who was Mitt Romney, had a few flubs along the way, and that was pretty costly. So Donald Trump leads Hillary Clinton in the daily tracking poll, fueled by voters who sat out the last time around. And this is from the Los Angeles Times. They're saying in the USC, Los Angeles Times daybreaking tracking poll, that Trump has 45.3%, Clinton 41.9%. So that's the small enough margin it could go either way. We're talking about the disaffected voters. They could potentially swing the election. The independents, the disenfranchised, all of those people, the people who sat out. Among white people without a college degree who didn't vote in 2012, Trump led Clinton by more than 2-1, according to the poll. And as of Tuesday, a few days ago, Trump led by 7 points among those who could have voted in 2012 but didn't, for what it's worth. And that's where the gold lies. The people, the undecideds, the people who sat out, the people who were Republican in name only. I mean, it is about getting that middle vote if you can. Nail the undecideds, nail the swing votes, nail the people who haven't been out to vote in a long time. And I think that's what we're seeing in some of these polls anyway, and for what they're worth, because it is true. I say this, polls, you can really bend them like pretzels, but even though you can bend them, you can't completely break them, or the people who do the polls wouldn't get paid 17 times your salary and mine to do what they do, because nobody would hire them, because they would be wrong indicators of what's coming down the pike if they weren't ever correct. So I'm saying that we're seeing a flip here. We're seeing something that we haven't seen before. And it makes it that much more interesting. It's not a surprise to me that it would come down to a tight race in the end. I think we were prepared for that. I think we were prepared not to see necessarily a blowout. And we definitely are not going to get a blowout. Even with the Electoral College, it's going to be a lot tighter. Probably a lot tighter than either campaign manager for Clinton or for Trump would like. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My favorite time of the show. It's when we actually check in with all of you. I say this quite often, but it's so true. I am overwhelmed by the amount of mail that we receive, and I do want to tell you, because there was some confusion over how you can get a hold of the show, you go to americatonight.com. We made it simple. americatonight.net. Com is in my mind. americatonight.net. And when you go there, you just click on contact. And that goes directly to me. It says email Kate, so you can see it obviously when you go to the website. And then just let me know what's on your mind. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Stacy who says, Kate, I was looking at CNN today, and I don't know if you know this or not, but did you happen to see the story they did about the number of elephants that they are declining? You know, talk about ivory and poachers of elephants and whatnot. I suppose this is the big reason why we're seeing fewer elephants, and I don't know why. And I know so often I listen to you for political reasons because I want to hear what's going on, and you have guests on from all over the spectrum. But I thought this was so sad. You know what? I agree with you. The African elephants, they say there's far fewer than they thought. And I read a story on it. I didn't see what you saw on TV. But I do know, it's interesting because I have a friend who's, and I'll have her on sometime, who's gone to this elephant refuge place in Surin, Thailand and says it is just mind-blowing to bathe the elephants and help take care of them. It's an elephant orphanage. And so often what happens with this poaching is that you end up with these orphans too, and it's terrible. The elephants are slaughtered for their ivory, and then their carcasses are left. And unfortunately, that's what happens. It's the bull in his prime, you know, 45 to 50 years old, the ivory tusks. That's what the poachers are there for, because they get a lot of money for the ivory. But there's a big push to stop that and to try to counteract what's happening in Africa. They say that the total number of elephants is so far down. I mean, it's off like by half of what they believe. Just completely devastated. They say that there may be less for these African elephants, that there may be just 350,000 animals even in the country. So if you look at the, you know, how many elephants we went back in 1979, this is what they estimate. And the numbers are actually pretty good based on the research. So in 1979, 10 million elephants, 10 million. In 2016, 352,000. Wow. And they're saying if it continues on this trend, in 2025, there'd be 160,000 elephants. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. And they are extraordinary looking elephants. I would love to go and see the elephants, like my friend has done, like I said, in Thailand. And there's other refuges in Sri Lanka. They've got elephant orphanages as well, where you can go for a week and work with the elephants and see what it's like. And I've seen pictures, video from somebody I know that went. It was pretty crazy. All right, we move on to Butch. Kate, the story about the lightning. Boy, that is scary. The fact that you had all those reindeer that just dropped. I saw those photographs, and it is freaky. And then I heard you mention the deal about the cows, and where was that? It was at a town outside of Dallas. And so you had these cows that were, I said the story, they were underneath a tree, and they were underneath a tree that got struck by lightning, and they dropped. They were killed immediately. Boy, yeah, it was crazy to see that. It was like over a dozen of them. Just, you know, they're big creatures. But it shows you what happens to man. We've seen people that have survived lightning strikes, seen people that have been killed by lightning strikes. Yeah, so think about what's in that strike and when it hits the earth, I guess, you know. All right, here's one from Sam, who is listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I heard you mention the governor of Florida and also the mayor of Tampa. Boy, you got that right, sister. We are really batting in the hatches looking for this tropical storm that could come our way. Do you have the latest on that? Well, the latest is that, you know, this changes constantly, but there are two storms actually that are off the Carolinas and the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Depression 8 and 9, that's what they're being called. They're expected to become tropical storms at any time, and then if they do, they get the names Hermione and Ian. And I was looking at video from the space station. Oh my gosh, it looks frightening. I mean, ooh. But again, like the one that's threatening North Carolina is less than 100 miles from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And of course, they're telling everyone to watch, but the storm they're thinking should pass within 50 miles of it. And it looks really, really bad. Now, Tropical Depression 9, the Gulf of Mexico, might be a bigger threat. And water temperatures in the Gulf are warm. It's enough to support a hurricane. That's frightening. And they're talking about who would be vulnerable, Tampa, all the way to parts of Texas in the Gulf Coast. So the forecast calls for the weather system to drift kind of north and west, I guess, if I'm thinking of that correctly. And there's a deeper dive on it. So the answer is it's not looking good. I looked at the weather map. I talked to someone about it. You're right. You heard from the governor and the mayor last night what they're saying. And these storms, there's no way to know which way it could kick, just looking at the patterns and seeing if it has the right stuff to turn into what it could turn into. So, yes, people listening to us in Florida, if this is the first you're hearing, which I can't imagine, please take care and watch to see what's happening with the weather. Christopher says, Kate, you know, the Donald Trump meeting with the president of Mexico is a curveball, isn't it? But I think you're right. He could use this to his advantage. If he goes, meets with the, well, he is going, if he meets with the president and something comes out of it that he can use in that Arizona speech, that would be huge. Well, it could be. So let's say, I can't imagine what kind of concession they would come to, but maybe there is something in meeting with the president that he would be able to throw in to that speech as well. And of course, we have that coming up, so you'll get to hear what happened. That's called a tease. Jeb says, Kate, I've been listening to you for a long time. I think it's brutal what happened with Anthony Weiner. You mentioned that his son was with him the one time he was sexting because there was the picture of the son next to him. Boy, that means that is a more than brutal addiction for this guy. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he was in Congress. He was popular. He was on the pathway to keep rising politically. So then you had the first sexting thing that happened. Now you've had it three different times and who knows how many times, you know, in between. But there's no question. I mean, the photographs are there. So if the person releases the photographs that he's sexting with, I don't know how you deny that. And the photos, and I saw them in the New York Post, which is so brutal, is that his son is next to him. I mean, come on, dude. You got to be kidding me. Listen, whatever. But to be laying there on the bed with your son, I mean, that's just wrong in every sense of the word. I mean, every sense of the word. So, of course, you know, obviously, they're headed down the divorce road. I can't imagine that that doesn't happen. And he's losing jobs right and left. So he had these appearances he was doing, and they're just all dropping by the wayside. And, I mean, clearly, it's an addiction. I mean, what can I say? That's what that is. It's an addiction, for sure. So they've separated for months and really have been separated. So, I mean, clearly, she's not wearing a wedding ring. And so that's it. Let's take another one quickly. This one is from, I can't even read the name. Okay, I'm going to move on to another one. This one is from Stack, who says, Kate, I can remember when you took the show to Ireland. I've been a listener that long, and I was wondering if you could tell me the castle that you broadcast from. My wife and I are going to Dublin, and I think I want to try to stay there. Wow, that's a blast from the past. I went to Clontarf was the name of the castle, and it is a place where you can stay, and it is mind-blowing. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood in Dublin. It's incredible, and it was it was a castle, and it has this rich history. There's actually some original walls and whatnot there. And what a trip that was, and thank you for taking me back there. And when you go to Dublin, you'll see all the bridges. You'll see some massively incredible historical, you know, you'll feel like you're in a history book. There's just historical references all over the place from the Vikings days, etc. And even the Guinness Brewery, they had the oldest contract, a 1,000-year-old contract. It's just crazy to look at that 1,000-year contract. And so have a great time. But Clontarf is the name of the castle. And, boy, we went there in, I can tell you when. It wasn't, it was 2012. That's when we went, 2012. So there you go. Remember, you can email us, like I said at the top, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. She's coming to dinner time.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself.
Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 About Anthony Weiner for years now, and once again, he's all over the New York papers and frankly all over the place. People are talking about the latest sexting scandal with him. Huma Abedin, his wife, has been separated from him now for a while, apparently. But what a nightmare, and it just brings up the whole thing of addiction, of power, of relationships, etc. Barb Boschetto joins us. She's a life, relationship, and motivational coach and speaker, and she's the author of Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Wow, I love that provocative title. Hey, Barb, thanks so much for hanging with us.
You know what? Thank you for having me, Kate. This is such an interesting subject. I've kind of started following it all over again when it happened, and it's a good one. It's a dilly.
It is a dilly. So it's addiction, right? I mean, if some guy is just doing that over... Listen, he was a rising star in the Democratic Party. There's no question about it. People were even talking about him as a potential future president, presidential candidate. So he loses his congressional seat by sexting photographs of his package, so to speak, from the congressional gym, which is incredible. Then that all blows up on him. Then he once again tries and runs for mayor, has another sexting scandal. scandal, and then here we go again. So isn't it an addiction thing? What's the deal with that?
It is addiction, and I think that's the explanation why she took him back so often, and mm-hmm. she really, truly looked at it as an addiction. The first time around, she was with child, and of course, there's a lot of considerations with that. So yes, they took a good look at it, and when it happened again, that bona fide, that, okay, this is an addiction. This is exactly what's happening. He loves me. He's good at home. I'm going to stick with him. But then this time around, big difference because he included the child.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Yeah.
There. That was the deal breaker right there. But you know what I'm finding, Kate? This is so interesting. When I go back and I track this and when he's getting caught, he gets caught when she's pregnant. Okay, then he gets caught 2 years later when not only is he trying to make a comeback, but she also is starting the Hillary Clinton campaign, and then he gets caught again right before election time. Now, look at that. Okay, what that does in public figures, she's trapped because really at those times, those aren't good times for her to say anything, to move forward, to make changes.
Right.
And it's a very manipulative move on his part. It's probably subconscious at the same time. But when I dove deeper into it today, think about this, Kate. How about the attention factor? Like at the height of her attention, what a great way for him to draw attention back to himself again, too.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So
boy, isn't that true?
Yeah, so when we're talking about the addiction, maybe, you know, it's obvious to say, okay, maybe it's a social media addiction, it's a sex addiction, but what if it's an attention addiction? Maybe that's the direction to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And there is something to that, him getting that attention. Absolutely. So for people who are listening to this, and we know this is something, you know, look at the title of your book. When I was dating people, always somebody would say, watch out for the cheaters. If somebody's a cheater, they're always a cheater. They're always a cheater. Can people who cheat change or no?
Okay, I have two names for you that will stop it in your tracks. Kathy Lee Gifford and Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
Okay. And why I use them as an example, because I can honestly say that tracing back after that incident and what they spoke of afterwards, there was a true change. And the change happened because they buckled down, they focused on each other. They didn't necessarily just focus on the issue and the problem, but they focused also on change and change within each other deep down inside. What happens a lot, Kate, is they blame the person at home, say that I'm not getting enough and this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is not the truth. There's an issue within themselves. And if they can really dig deep down and if they love their mate enough to lay it all out on the line with the high risk of losing them to heal your mate, that's when change happens. And that's when the relationship can work. And it can. And I was in a 30-year marriage and it was rampant infidelity that I didn't know about until towards the end. I was willing to give it a chance and go, but what happened deep down inside was that I knew that there wasn't major changes happen, and I knew that the sacrifice wasn't for my well-being, and then I made the move out. It's knowing your heart and knowing that change is taking place.
Yeah, there you go. That is great advice. And I think you've given some of us what we could look for, in other words, to see if you can trust someone again. But what are other signs that you could trust your spouse or your partner again? Because, you know, then on the other person, there is that tendency to, what if somebody has really changed, but you're always constantly questioning everything they do?
If you are, then it's not true. Okay, because here's the thing. Infidelity is like a wound. And if that wound's not cleaned out, you are going to question. You are going to doubt. You are going to be suspicious. But if that wound is totally cleaned out, and the wound has to be cleaned out by the betrayer has to really give you everything that is needed. And that's every truth that possibly can be. It's not cutting corners. It's due diligence. It's being on top of it. Okay, the second step, though, is not to totally focus on them. The focus is on what's coming from your heart and the truth that comes from within. Because if there's a doubt and you're always suspicious, then there is something there. Because wherever you go, there you are. And so it's very, very important to learn. And after a process like this, it's really hard to get in touch with yourself. It's very, very hard to recover. But you have to. You have to find it within yourself, or you will live the rest of your life in doubt and wonder. And that's a horrible way to live.
It is a horrible way to live. So sometimes, obviously, cheating is about It's about a lot of different things, right? A broken relationship, excuses, somebody who's just a nasty guy and just never going to be.
I love that. No, you know. That's the real fluff of it, and I think that's why we don't get to it. You got to understand, hurt people will continue to hurt people. So obviously something within that person, the betrayer, something hurt them long ago, deep down inside. And what they're doing is looking to fulfill it. It's not about the person at home. A lot of times they'll say, oh, they didn't give enough, they didn't love enough, they didn't pay enough attention, they didn't do that. But the person that's truly fulfilled within themselves won't be looking for that in a mate. They'll be attracting it. There's a big difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference about that. What about kids in the middle of all this? That's tough, right?
Whoa. Well, that's why I say really, when this happens, really, really focus on yourself and healing. I'm researching this a little bit more because this happened to myself. And I just noticed that it was so funny. I noticed it in Bad Moms, too, the movie Bad Moms. But of course, I had to take that. But
exactly.
But Kate, you know, this is what happens. This is very interesting when something devastating happens, and I'm going to use mothers because men do get betrayed as well. Betrayal is an equal opportunity act. So, but I'm going to take what I know of women because I am a woman. I lost my children for a while. They were upset by the way I was handling things, and I truly believed I was handling to the best I could. And I've heard it from several women. There's a point after the betrayal. You didn't do anything wrong. This happened to you. It landed on you. It's not that you're angry and hate your partner. You love them dearly. They broke your heart, and you're trying to repair that. Well, as you're repairing that, you have children around you watching you. And there's something that happens there in that moment that you do kind of lose your children because the mother's usually the rock. She's usually stable. Her head's on straight. And when you lose your head, the kids don't understand it. And that's what becomes difficult. That's why it's really important to catch these relationships quickly and recover. Because if Huma can realize the man that is fathering her son is creating who her son will be. Does she really want that in the end? I don't think so at this point.
And
that's us. Who are we in the moment? What's happening to us? Because we are raising young people to become adults. And that gets very dangerous.
Oh, boy, I so agree with that. Has social media, because we talked about this at the top, is it easier for people to cheat, give in, all that kind of stuff? Made it easier?
Well, see, what's happened in social media is people have gone off into a fantasy world, and this is how it should be. And it is. Social media is difficult. You're seeing who's out there, who's doing what. I can actually do that. And you can lose your head a little bit in that if you just can realize that it's not 100% true to 24 hours in a day of somebody's life, then it's different. But, yeah, I truly believe that it's made it so much easier. And you get detached from compassion and empathy. And for those people who have a dark hole deep down inside of them, obviously, Anthony Weiner does, it's easy to reach out because he's reaching out to people like him. He's finding his likes. He's finding his tribe on the social media is what he's finding.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, so enlightening, fun. Barb Boschetto, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And I'm assuming we can pick up your book, Hookers, Whores, and Housewives, on Amazon.
On Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much.
I love it. Thanks, Barb.
Okay, take care.
I look down, what I see.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.